NPR's Anthony Brooks is at a gathering of the Ohio Republican Party in Columbus and joins us from the Regency Ballroom of the Hyatt Regency Hotel there. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Jennifer.
We heard a few moments ago that Republican official Ed Gillespie has said he expects a lot of the outstanding provisional ballots in Ohio to be disqualified. What's your sense there? Is there any talk of legal challenges tomorrow morning?
We haven't heard that. All we've heard is from the Secretary of State in Ohio, who that's Kenneth Blackwell, and he told reporters not long ago, what I've told everybody is to take a deep breath and relax. And the point that he's been making is that if the number of votes that are separating President Bush from Senator Kerry is smaller than the number of outstanding provisional ballots, then it's going to take several days, actually 11 days, he said, before those provisional ballots can even be counted. Now, it's interesting to note, though, Jennifer, I'm looking at, with 98% of the precincts reporting, George Bush now has a 140,000 vote advantage over Kerry. So even with some 200 and something outstanding provisional ballots, uncounted provisional ballots, it seems like it'd be a very tall order for the senator from Massachusetts to make up that difference. Mm-hmm. But they're saying that they're going to try. As you know, Senator Edwards made a statement in Boston saying all the votes are going to be counted.
All right. Thank you very much. NPR's Anthony Brooks from the Ohio Republican Party event in Columbus.